Noong nakarang taon, ipinalam ng pamahalang pedral ang 5.5 bilyong trabaho't pakete para sa mga small business bilang bahagi ng budget. Ano naman kaya ang kahilingan ng small business sa taong ito? Ang detalye sa ulat ng SBS Finance Editor Ricardo Goncalves na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Si Jarvis Liddy ay nagpapatakbo ng isang legal services company sa Sydney. Noong nakarang taon, malaking tulong ang naging agaran o write-off sa kanyang mga ari-arian na di aabot ng $20,000.
We were able to immediately go out and invest in computers, photocopiers, phone systems. That was the immediate benefit to us.
Ang nasabing tax break ay naipatupad sa mga negosyo na may kabuang turnover nang di aabot ng $2 million. Ngunit ayon kay Spiros Katsopoulos, isang tax partner sa financial services company na Deloitte, dapat pa itong palawakin.
It could only be a positive or benefit for the economy and the taxpayers if that was extended to another number, whether it be $5 million, $10 million, or $6 million, whatever it may be. I mean, we have small business concessions that talk about a $6 million net asset test, and yet we're applying a different rule here. So it seems to me it would make sense to extend that treatment beyond the $2 million turnover client.
Noong nakarang taon, ang mga small business ay nakatanggap ng 1.5% pagbawas sa company tax rate sa 28.5%. Sa tingin ni Ginong Katsopoulos, dapat dinanyang palawakin ang benepisyong ito.
The tax cuts, I think, should be for a greater number of taxpayers. I have an issue with having too many tax rates for different taxpayers because you find then it drives behaviors if I'm under $2 million turnover versus over $2 million turnover.
Ang mga nagsisimulang kumpanya ay maaaring mag-claim ng agarang pagbawas o deduction para sa tinatag na professional expenses. Marami, tulad ng founder ng kumpanyang Get It Sorted na si Hamilton Kings, ang nagbenepisyo sa mga tinatag na research at development grants. Anya, sa pagsimula ng pamahalang bigyang pansin ang tinatag na innovation, kailangan din anya ng karagdagang suporta.
I'd really like to see some help towards, some grants towards businesses which are keeping revenue within Australia. So, and businesses are competing with other businesses that are sending their revenue offshore. So basically, with us being an advertising portal, you know, competing with the likes of the giants like Google and Facebook who are sending all their money offshore.
Ang pagbawas sa red tape at gawing simple ang sistema ng buwis ang dalawa sa pinakamalaking isyong hinaharap ng mga small business. Ngunit ayon kay Spiros Katsopoulos mula Deloitte, lubhang naging mabagal ang pagbabago.
It may be driven by the fact that there should be a consultation process for tax reform, therefore a lot of these issues have been put on the back burner till, you know, there's a clear mandate as to which way we go. But I think everyone's in unison in terms of saying there has to be some tax reform consultation process. As to what it would be, I think is still to be decided. But I think everyone understands that it has to happen.
Ayon kay Jarvis Liddy, ito'y isa lamang sa mga nakatala sa humahabang lista o wish list.
I'd like to see something done about the NBN rollout. I think it's going too slowly. I'd like to see something done about bracket creep. That affects all employees. And lastly, I'd like to see government get fair dinkum about the multinationals. I don't think they're paying their fair share of tax.